Hashtag Help Yourself is a financial education program brought to you by FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited.
Alrighty, Pearl, good morning, my darling. We haven't had an opportunity to speak to you in a while. I trust you're doing well. We're talking money, of course. And, you know, some people would say that it's never too early to learn how to hashtag help yourself and manage your money like a boss, right? And also, it's the last week of youth months and we're talking saving. Why is it so important for young people to learn how to save?
Thank you so much, and a good morning to you and the Rise FM listeners. So, you know, absolutely, I think saving is one of the most important aspects, you know, of personal financial management. And so when you put money aside regularly, that's one of the ways in which you can achieve your short-term, long-term, and medium-term goals. Things like buying that car or even, you know, financing your higher education or mangabe ngumuntu ofuna qala business, you know, you can even do that. And so starting early then gives you more time to save, and it allows you to reach your financial goals with less strain. And again, I think saving for young people, it also gives them financial security by protecting them from unexpected expenses that could arise as a result of emergencies. So when you don't have savings as your financial safety net, you can easily then fall into the debt trap, because every time you are faced with an unexpected event, you then rely on high interest debt such as credit cards and personal loans. And I think specifically to young people, also saving money empowers you to become financially independent, especially when you now are having to make decisions. You make decisions based on your own resources and not rely on others for financial support. And this just gives you that financial control, you know, over your future. And also, you know, it helps you prepare for life transitions as a young person that's maybe looking at moving out of your parents' house, or even looking at starting your own family, or somebody that's looking at either starting a new career or changing, you know, to a different career. Saving helps, you know, create that financial cushion, and it lessens the impact then of these transactions, and, you know, also just reduces the stress that comes with, you know, some of these life-changing events. So I think for young people, when you start to save early, that also allows you to take advantage of, you know, investment opportunities that may offer you higher returns but require a longer time horizon for you to save your money.
And perhaps what would you say are some of the common goals or reasons that people save?
Look, I think people save for many different reasons, right? And I think the most important thing, though, is to, you know, understand exactly what the saving goal is. So what are you saving for? Because that can then help you determine the type of saving products that you will then tend to take up. And so some of the common saving goals, you know, that people save for are, one, you know, when you want to build an emergency savings fund, right, which is something that's important for people in general, not only young people. Because having that financial buffer or that financial safety net helps cushion you when you have an unexpected, you know, events like where you're currently having to top up on in medical aid because it doesn't cover for certain things, right? Or if your car suddenly breaks down, your geyser bursts, and you don't have money saved, that can actually, you know, put you in a financial difficulty where you're now having to go and take on AMA loans, you know, or even, you know, other higher interest products. And so saving also, I think, for other people is about looking at those short-term goals, right? So you're looking at maybe going on a holiday at the end of the year, or maybe buying yourself a new device. And then so people save for those kind of things, but people also save for major purchases like putting towards buying that car, or a deposit towards, you know, a property, you know, or making a renovation to existing property. So saving for these big items, this also then allows you to make those purchases without having to rely on credit. Again, some people, especially young people, are saving towards, you know, their personal growth and development through education, and this can be, you know, paying for their university fees or college, you know, tuition, textbooks, etc. And so people save for very different reasons. Some people are saving for retirement, and, you know, some young people even are starting to save now because they want to retire comfortably, and they understand that the earlier they start to save, the better for them, because they can then keep their money going, growing rather, over a longer period of time. And so I suppose, yes, people save for many different reasons, but it's important to know the actual goal that you want to achieve, because that can then inform the decision around what sort of savings product or investment product would you want to then take to help achieve that goal.
100%. And maybe as we close it, Pearl, any other tips for our younger listener when it comes to saving?
Yes, I think it's important to understand the goal, but once you determine that, then create a budget, you know, that's based on your income and expenses, and begin to allocate a portion of your income towards that goal, towards your savings each month. So there's a phrase that, you know, commonly used, that, you know, you need to pay yourself first. So what this means is you need to start setting up automatic transfers from your transactional account into your savings account as soon as you get your income, whether it's a salary or whichever form you get your money, right? What this does is it ensures that you save consistently before you spend the money on other expenses, right? And also, if you are a young person that's currently spending too much on luxuries and non-essential items, you can then begin to cut or reduce on that and redirect some of that money towards your savings as well. So this can then help you speed up, you know, grow your savings. And again, in this day and age, in the gig economy for young people, you can look for opportunities to boost your income, you know, where you create multiple streams of income. And this, again, can help you put more towards your savings and, again, you know, further, you know, fast-tracking, you know, your progress towards realizing your goal. But lastly, celebrate, you know, those small wins. Every time you reach the savings milestone, it's important to thank yourself for that. And just remember that small changes into your habits can add up over time. And so, you know, so start saving today, and you can then, you know, be on your way towards a secure financial future.
Pearl, we need you in our lives. Thank you for chatting to us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's the FNB spokesperson, Pearl Cele. And from now on, better decisions, you and I, right?
FNB brings you hashtag Help Yourself, a financial education program. FNB is a division of First Rand Bank Limited.